In just a moment, we'll bring you the conclusion to The Gift of the Magi, Indiana Public Radio Theater's holiday drama, presented by Lifestream Services, with additional support from IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital, and Ball State Federal Credit Union. We thank our generous sponsors. Also among our sponsors, Haphazard Toys, announcing the newest in their line of high-powered BB rifles, the Frontiersman. The Frontiersman with the easy pump action, capable of firing BBs up to 500 feet per second. The Frontiersman, be the envy of every kid on the block.
Our winder!
Yep, our Jimmy's got a real dead eye.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Frontiersman BB Rifle from Haphazard Toys, teaching our nation's youth the value of curiosity. And now, the conclusion to The Gift of the Magi.
Take off your hat. Let me see it. Oh, Della.
Margaret stands staring at Della's hair with a peculiar look on her face. Della's once beautiful hair clings to her head, incredibly short and sticking up in odd patches.
Is it really that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Can you fix it, please?
I think so. Where did you go?
Madame Sofroni's. It wasn't the nicest of places, but it was the first one I could find.
She really did a number on you. I still have my curling iron. I'll warm it up in the fire. Come over when you're ready, and I'll fix your hair.
Thank you.
Always.
Della collects herself, and after tucking the chain safely into her pocket, she heads to Margaret's. Della's barely in the door when Margaret sits her down and sets to work on her beloved friend's hair. She curls this way and that, reheating the iron in the fire every few strands, and within 40 minutes, Della's head is covered with tiny, close-lying curls.
Here, look at it. What do you think?
I look like a Coney Island chorus girl.
All you're missing is the makeup. Oh, dear, you look adorable.
He's going to kill me.
Maybe he'll like having a chorus girl for a wife.
Margaret!
Don't act like you didn't consider it.
I'd better get home before Jim gets there. Thank you so much for helping me. You're truly wonderful.
What are friends for? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good luck.
Della's nerves prickle with anticipation for Jim's arrival. She starts to prepare dinner to get her mind off of what Jim is going to think when he sees her. She paces the floor, straightening this and that, going from panic to excitement and back again. Finally, she hears his footsteps nearing the shack.
Jim!
Hi, Del.
Jim?
Your hair.
Do you like it?
It's gone.
Yes.
You cut it?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, you know, just trying out the new fashion. I've heard it's quite a popular look nowadays.
Really?
Sure.
So it's gone.
Jim.
Gone?
Yes. Oh, Jim, I sold it. I'm sorry to shock you, but I had to.
Had to? Why?
You know how we agreed not to give each other gifts? Well, I found the perfect gift, and I just couldn't resist. And so I tried selling some china. That didn't work very well. I only got $2 for it. And so I asked the price and needed much more, and there wasn't anything else I could sell except my hair, so I sold it. I'm sure it'll grow back really fast. You'll see. It doesn't look that bad, does it?
No, but...
Margaret tried to fix it.
She yeah, could... sure, it's great, but...
I'll still let you brush it. I'm sure it'll still need brushing.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Well, I...
Oh, your present. I didn't have time to really wrap it. They put it in some paper for me, but... Here.
Uh,
Jim?
It's a chain for my watch.
Do you not like it?
I love it.
Oh, good. What's so funny?
It's just, I got you a gift too. Here.
You did?
Open it.
The combs! Oh. The combs. Oh.
Della runs her shaking fingers over the smooth tortoise shell. There they sit, the coveted combs, both even more beautiful than when she saw them in the display window. She tries to put one in her hair, feels it slipping, then tries the other one. They won't stay put. She gets frustrated, but then hugs them close with a smile.
Now you know why I stared at your hair when I came in.
Oh, Jim, it'll grow back. I can't believe you got these for me.
I told you I'd get them one day.
How could you afford them?
I, sold my watch.
No.
Yep, gone.
Gone, gone?
I did it for you.
Oh.
Del, let's put our gifts away for a while. We can admire them later.
We're ridiculous.
We sure are.
You know, my hair will grow back.
And I'm sure I could try to buy my watch back one day. But even if I can't, it won't matter.
That watch was your hope, though.
My hope? Del, you're my hope. You're all I need.
And you're all I need. Let's put our presents under the tree.
And bask together in the glow of our fire?
Of course.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Look at me!
Great job, honey!
Oh, please be careful!
What on earth?
Jim and Della rush outside to find the source of the commotion. Frank Harding stands, grinning ear to ear and hugging his wife. As soon as he spies Jim, he shakes his hand and embraces him.
Jim! Della!
What's going on?
Thanks for your help. I found everything I needed.
For what?
It's just what I wanted.
Merry Christmas, Eleanor.
The bike is pierced together bit by bit, making it quite a unique sight to behold. It's a one-of-a-kind masterpiece that handles better than any store-bought bike can and can outride even the best and shiniest bikes in the city, including Williams. Eleanor rides up and down the shanty town roads, ringing the shiny new silver bell attached to her handlebar.
That bell is a great touch, Frank. It looks brand new. Where did you find it?
Wait, I thought you put that on there this morning.
I didn't do it. I thought you did.
Well, if you didn't do it and I didn't, then who did?
Thank you, Santa.
As the sun sets over the horizon, Jim and Della sit in front of their grand fire and embrace, enjoying one another's company and love, their presents snuggled together under their magnificent tree. Della peers up at Jim and sees the look she's been searching for all along. Jim stares ahead into the fire, looking completely content and happier than she's seen him in months. Della realizes that everything she went through was worth it. And as long as they have each other, everything would be all right. The Magi, as you know, were wise men, wonderfully wise men, who brought gifts to the babe in the manger. They invented the art of giving Christmas presents. And here I have lamely related to you the uneventful chronicle of two foolish children in a shack, who most unwisely sacrificed for each other the greatest treasures of their house. But in a last word to the wise of these days, let it be said that of all who give gifts, these two were the wisest. of all who give and receive gifts, such as they are wisest. Everywhere they are wisest. They are the Magi.
This has been The Gift of the Magi, Indiana Public Radio Theater's holiday drama. I'm your host, Sean Helene. Tonight's broadcast featured Michelle Kinsey as Della, Josh Moore as Jim, Eva Patton as Margaret, Paul Tavianini as Frank, Annika Shore as Eleanor, Sarah Paradise as Alice and Madame Sofroni, Rich Burge as Sydney, Tom Cherry as the pawn man, Todd Terrell as the foreman and grocery clerk, Kirsten Fentz as Barney the dog and Sparky the cat, and Michael Kleberg as the narrator. Tonight's radio drama, based on the classic short story by O. Henry, was written by Kirsten Fentz and directed by Jennifer Blackburn. Music was arranged and conducted by Michael Elliott. Matthew Tibbs was our sound designer and Foley artist, with assistance from Dante Payne. Sound engineering was led by Sean Ashcraft and Nathan DeWalt, assisted by Perry Flaw, Amber Schildmeier, and Nick Hammer. Our stage manager was Marcus Carroll. Tonight's broadcast was produced by Angie Rapp and Stephen Turpin for Indiana Public Radio. Generous support for The Gift of the Magi was provided by Lifestream Services, IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, Ball State Federal Credit Union, Nicholson Family Dental, and Carpets Plus Color Tile in Muncie. Thank you for tuning in tonight. From all of us at Indiana Public Radio, we wish you a safe, warm, and happy holiday season.
A production of Indiana Public Radio.